同我哋去传道。
Now, very glad today we have a pastoral intern, Levi, to bring a gospel message.
題目是該如何為基督而活。
With the title, How Shall We Live for Christ?
我將時間交給
你。Let's turn the time to him.
Peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
我們先來做一個禱告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父
，Dear Heavenly Father，
我哋感谢你俾我哋有机会睇到你话语。
We thank you for the opportunity to read your word。
求你嘅圣灵喺我哋心入边光照我哋。
We pray that your Holy Spirit will enlighten our hearts。
感动我哋。
Move our hearts。
而且系睇到我哋自己得罪你嘅地方。
Help us to reflect on how we have offended you。
所以我哋可以喺你嘅话语入边得到你俾我哋嘅智慧。
So that we may receive wisdom from your word.
而且可以俾我哋生命更新。
To renew our life.
令我哋明白点样喺呢个末世去为基督而活。
Help us to know how to live in this end time for Christ.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 今日我哋会继续思考呢一个主题，我哋主题讲到主题就系活着。就是基督。
Today we will continue our theme, living is Christ.
我唔知嘅，大家因为好多次嘅讲道已经有五六次啦，咁记唔记得呢一个活着就是基督嘅意思呢
？We already have 5 to 6 sermons on to live is Christ. Do you still remember what is the meaning of it？
佢意思就系我哋生命嘅全部嘅意义都系喺。耶稣基督入边揾到。
That means the meaning of life is to be found in Jesus Christ.
我生与死嘅唯一盼望就系喺耶稣基督入边。
My hope in life and death is only in Christ.
呢个就系唯独基督嘅道理。
This is the truth in Christ.
咁我哋借住耶稣基督，我哋点样去生活呢
？Then how are we to live in Christ？
当我哋生活嘅时候，系我哋。一定会知道是神他首先将他的爱给了我。
As we live, we must first know that it is God who has given me his life.
是他给我爱令我生活有动力。
And it is his love that motivates me to live.
他令我想去爱神去尊崇他。
Causing me to love God and honor God.
亦都令我想去每一日去忠心跟随耶稣。
And to follow Christ daily, diligently, faithfully.
虽然有了这种动力，但是实际生活都不容易。
Even though we have this motivation, but to live it out is not easy.
当你很努力，很想要忠心为主而活的时候，
As you try very hard to faithfully live for the Lord,
一定很多挑战。
You must face a lot of challenges.
但今日圣经提醒我哋，我哋而家喺末世。
Today the passage reminds us we are in the end time.
一讲末世，我哋谂到基督会再嚟嘅。
When we talk about end times, we would think of the return of the Lord.
但其实喺基督再嚟之前
，But actually before His return.
咁呢度提醒我哋，一定会有好多恶人嘅出现。
It said there will be a lot of evil man.
有好多假教师、假师傅。
There will be false teacher, false prophet.
迷惑咗好多人。
And they will entice many.
咁如果我哋唔好好装备的话
，If we do not equip ourselves,
连我哋自己都会软弱被欺骗。
We will be weak and be deceived.
咁我睇下保罗第七节讲有一个好好严重嘅结果。
In verse 7, Paul already tell us a very serious consequences.
咁就係如果你被欺騙嗰啲人，佢哋會點咧？會常常學習，終究不能明白真道。
For those who are deceived, what would happen to them? Always learning and never able to arrive at a knowledge of the truth.
廣東話即係學極都唔識。
Meaning, no matter how hard they try to learn, they don't understand.
好可怕，但係好真實。
It's very horrible, but yet it's so real.
所以我哋 會唔會有一種人係經常接觸神嘅真理、神嘅福音？
There are people who often are in touch with the gospel, with the truth of God.
但係好似唔開竅，會唔會有啲人？
But yet they have no understanding.
點解呢？
Why?
因為佢哋會喺生活入邊，往往係被私欲牽引咗。
Because they are often led by the lust.
真嘅嘢又聽，假嘅嘢又聽。
They listen to the truth and they listen to falsehood.
咁最終佢決定聽啲假嘢。
And at the end, they decided to follow falsehood.
聽啲令佢覺得好舒服嘅嘢。
To listen to things that make this person feel comfortable.
所以當人喺真理上俾人呃咧，其實佢同佢個私欲好有關。
So if a person is being deceived in the truth, it's related to the lust of the flesh.
咁我哋可以大家都可以諗下自己。
We should reflect upon ourselves.
你係咪一個好易識穿嗰啲騙子嘅人呢？
Are you a person who can quickly discern a deceiver?
咁你係咪好醒啊？冇人呃到你嘅咧？
Are you very smart? Nobody can scam you.
而家好多啲網絡騙案。
We have a lot of cyber scamming.
咁你係咪覺得你啲教育程度高啲，咁就冇事？
Do you think that if you are highly educated, you'll be fine?
或者我哋係新一代後生仔女。
Or perhaps we are from the new generation. We are young.
你玩高科技好叻嘅。
You are very high tech.
咁就唔會被人呃啦。
Then you won't be scammed.
其實唔係，因為有啲研究已經做咗。
Actually, this is not the case because there are studies out there.
嗰啲容易俾啲網絡騙案呃嘅人咧。
Who can be easily fallen to cyber scamming?
通常係呢幾樣，第一係啲大頭蝦㗎啦。
Usually are those who are callous.
佢唔會檢查啲細節嘢。
They will not study the details.
第二就係啲衝動冇耐性嘅人啦。
Second are those people who are impatient.
佢一有咩慾望，佢即刻要滿足。
Impulsive, they have to satisfy their desire right away.
仲有一種係啲比較個性孤僻少少嘅。
The other ones are the loners.
有咩都冇得同朋友講嘅。
Anything happen, they have no friends to confide with.
咁我調翻轉諗，其實神嘅子民係非常之幸福。
Then when I reflect on this, then I see how blessed are God's people.
聖經咁多細節俾我哋睇。
Because the Bible gives us instructions.
聖經俾我哋智慧，有基督嘅生命。
Bible give us wisdom, the life of God.
你唔會冇耐性嘅。
You will not be impatient.
仲有我哋有教會肢體嘅生活，有團契。
And we have the family of the church, that we have the body of the Christ in fellowship.
所以其實我哋跟隨神越耐咧，我哋俾人呃嘅機會咧就越低啊。
Therefore, the longer we follow Christ, the less likely we'll be deceived.
咁其實好似啲網絡詐騙都係呃金錢啫。
And usually in the cyber deception is usually they scam you for your money.
但係更加危險就係所謂嘅屬靈詐騙。
But more dangerously is the spiritual scam.
有啲屬靈嘅騙徒佢會扮好人。
Some spiritual scammer they will pretend to be good people.
其實佢係想將你拉開，將你離開神嘅真理。
But what they want to do is to lure you away from the truth of God.
咁點樣可以先避免呢啲屬靈嘅騙局，去過一個敬虔嘅生活呢？
Then how are we to live a godly life and turn away from this spiritual scam?
咁我哋睇翻屏幕上三點，就係有提摩太後書第三章俾我哋嘅。
Then we will look at our text today from 2 Timothy chapter 3.
咁簡單嚟講就係知末世、守真理、用聖經。
The three points: understanding the times, stand in the truth, use the Bible.
咁你逐點嚟講。
Now we will go through each point.
第一點就係我哋要喺基督裏面過一個敬虔嘅生活，我哋一定要知道我哋究竟喺乜嘢時代入面。
In order for us to live a godly life in Christ, we must first know understand the times.
咁保罗就话我哋喺一个末世入边。
Paul said we are in the last days.
咁末世唔系净系话基督嚟之前嗰几年咁。
Last days is not just a few years before Jesus return.
末世呢个词语喺圣经入边通常就系话由基督复活 到而家再一路到基督再嚟中间呢段时间。
The Bible description in the last days is from Christ's resurrection until his return.
咁你睇到屏幕上面都有好多嘅经文系讲到呢样嘢。
And you can see from the overhead there are many Bible verses that talk about this time.
末世喺圣经其他地方佢会话系末时啊或者后来的时候啦，都系呢段时间。
And this time is described in the Bible as in the last days or the end times.
咁圣经一旦凡提到呢样嘢，一定系提醒我哋要警醒呢段日子。
Why did the Bible, whenever the Bible mentioned this time, is telling us to be alert?
因为一定会有啲好艰难嘅日子。
Because there will be the times of difficulty.
耶稣自己都警告过，就系佢嚟之前咧，会越嚟越多抵挡真道嘅人。
Jesus already warned.Before he comes, there will be more and more people who would be against the truth.
咁使徒佢哋写嘅书信都成日话有啲好讥诮嘅人。
And the apostle even in their letters would say there are people who are hostile.
佢哋话耶稣都唔一定会再嚟咧，我唔一定要听神嘅旨意啦。
They said Jesus may not definitely return, therefore I don't have to follow God's will.
如果是这样 我生活喜欢怎么过就怎么过了。
Then I can just live my life the way I want.
其实他只不过都是一种满足自己私欲的人。
And actually, these are people who want to satisfy their desires.
慢慢他们变成一群离弃真道的人。
And eventually they become the group that turn away from the truth.
咁入边有啲口才好啲、能力强啲，变咗假先知敌基督。
And there are people who can speak eloquently and win people over. They become the false prophets.
呢个就系末世嘅常态。
This is the trend in the last days.
所以当保罗话末世有危险嘅日子嘅时候，呢个危险唔系净系物质上嘅危险。
So when Paul warns that in the last day there will be time of dangers, this is not referring to material things.
呢个危险一定系属灵嘅危险，令我哋远离真理嘅危险。
But this is a spiritual danger that causes us to turn away from the truth.
所以由第二节至到第五节有好长串嘅经文。
From verse 2 to 5 is pretty lengthy.
好多好多形容词嚟形容呢一啲属灵嘅骗子。
There are many descriptions of the spiritual scammers.
譬如话佢哋自夸、狂傲、谤毒。
They are proud, arrogant, abusive.
即系佢哋中意抬高自己，贬低其他人。
That means they want to elevate themselves and step on other people.
佢哋唔感恩啦，无情啦，佢哋会背叛人。
They are ungrateful, treacherous.Heartless, betraying others without care.
其实他们背叛人的时候可能是家常便饭。
When they betray others, it's a norm of life for them.
因为其实他内心没有什么感情负担或者道德的负担。
Because inside of them, there is no moral, heartless.
即三个字，没良心。
They are heartless.
还有他们这些形容词里面还有说他们爱自己，爱金钱。爱享乐。
They also are being described as lovers of self, money and pleasure.
即系乜都爱，但系唔爱神，唔爱人。
They love everything but God and people.
咁最重要嘅一个一句说话就系，佢哋话佢哋系有敬虔嘅外貌。
But more importantly, how it is they are being described in the appearance, they have godliness.
却背了敬虔嘅实。
But denying the reality of what godliness is.
即是外表很熟灵，还有他们的敬虔呢，全部都是表面功夫。
That means from the appearance, they look holy and their godliness is only the appearance by their action.
读到这里我想起以前去一些日式餐厅。
Now, when I come to this part of the verse, I...Remember when I go to a Japanese restaurant?
唔係好貴嗰啲，好簡單嗰啲。
Not the very expensive one, but the affordable one.
通常佢有個廚窗入邊有啲食物嘅模型啊。
And usually they have a display of their food. It's a model.
好吸引人，但係唔值得嘅。
It looks very attractive, but you cannot eat it.
就係呢啲有敬虔嘅外貌，但係冇敬虔嘅實意。
It's like these people who have the appearance of godliness, but in reality they are not.
咁保罗亦都用另一个例子，就係好似当初法老王身边有两个术士。
Paul also used the illustration of Pharaoh's magician.
出埃及记入边，法老唔信服神。
Exodus described Pharaoh's rebellion
against God. 神即将要降下呢个十灾。
And God would cast 10 plagues.
咁嗰两个术士系非常之勇敢啊。
And those two magicians, they were brave.
而且有少少能力。
They also had some power.
佢短时间之内，佢模仿咗摩西。
In a very short time, they copied Moses.
咁喺十灾嘅头嗰两灾，佢哋都用佢哋嘅法术嚟模仿。
So for the first two plagues, they imitated Moses.
但一到第三灾，佢哋就完全系冇办法。
So, but they come to the third plague, they were helpless.
咁啲属灵嘅骗子都系一样，佢哋一时可以呃到一啲人。
Spiritual scammer is the same way. Sometimes they can scam somebody.
但保罗第九节话佢哋嘅愚昧会喺众人面前表露出嚟。
But verse 9, Paul said, their folly will be plain to all.
即系我哋可以放长双眼。
Therefore we can sit tight and look.
咁敬虔嘅外表系扮得出嚟，但系敬虔嘅能力系扮唔到出嚟。
They can have the appearance of godliness, but the power of godliness cannot be pretend.
因为只有圣灵在他心里面，他才可以改变他们，令到他们有真正敬虔的能力。
Because the power comes from the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit living within them gives them the real power.
那你可以看下一篇的一个投影片。
Then you can, let's change to the next slide.
提摩太后书三章五节嗰一段。
From 2 Corinthians 3 verse 5。
咁保罗点样教导我哋点样去应对呢一啲人
？Now Paul teaches us how to react or interact with these people。
咁佢好直接，佢话这等人你要躲开。
He was very direct. He said, avoid such people。
听落好似好严啊，我哋要。真係要躲避一啲人咩
？It seems like it's very serious. It seems like we have to hide from these people.
特別我哋被現代嘅文化所影響。
Especially we are influenced by today's culture.
係咪有啲人我哋唔接納佢係咪好冇愛心咧
？There are some people that we do not accept them. Does it mean that we are not loving？
但其實睇翻聖經，佢成日都警告我哋，有啲係有啲人係用狼嚟形容。
But look at how the Bible describes some people. They are wolves.
咁我哋如果引狼入室，即係對羊冇愛心。
If we would lure the wolves to come into our midst, then we are not loving to our sheep.
其實冇錯，福音係真係講俾所有嘅人聽嘅。
Yes, the gospel is for everyone.
但我哋同時要為羊群去警醒。
But yet we have to be watchful for the sheep.
咁譬如有啲異端我哋都見過，譬如東方閃電。
We have seen other cults like the Eastern Lightning.
佢哋專登會扮一啲虔誠嘅信徒。
They will pretend to be godly believers.
佢會潛入一啲教會去呃人。
They infiltrate into the church.
而且佢專呃一啲冇分辨力嘅信徒。
And they would deceive believers who lack discernment.
所以呢度就係第一個要點。
This is the first important point.
我哋敬虔生活三個要點，第一個就係我哋要知末世。
The first point to live a godly life is to understand the times.
咁我哋知道之后，我哋原来有好多艰难嘅日子要过。
When we understand, we know difficult times are coming.
有好多骗子，所以我哋要装备好自己。
There are scammers, therefore we have to equip ourselves.
所以到第二点就系我哋要点样站稳喺真理入边。
The second point is to stand in the truth.
都可以睇下一篇嘅PowerPoint.
Next slide, please.
咁第二点就係我哋要守真理。
Stand in the truth.
喺真理入面去企稳。
We have to stand firm in the truth.
咁保罗喺呢封书信佢写俾提摩太。
Paul wrote this letter to Timothy.
提摩太已经系一个相对比较成熟嘅基督徒。
Timothy is a, in comparisonly, is a pretty mature Christian.
咁保罗话你却服从了我的教训。
Paul said, "You followed my teaching."
你所学习嘅、所确信嘅。
What you believe in with certainty.
你要存在心里。
You have followed my teaching, and you have to be steadfast.
What you have learned and what you have believed.
Ten.
Continue.
You, however, have followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life.
Verse 14.
My faith, patience, my love, and my steadfastness.
Yes. Steadfast.
So 14. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed.
所以保罗话提摩太已经学咗好多嘢啦，已经信咗好多嘢啦。
So here Paul described Timothy. He learned much and he believed firmly.
其实呢啲就系福音嘅真理。
This is the truth of the gospel.
咁保罗要提摩太将佢哋存在心里。
Now Paul is encouraging Timothy to keep this all in his heart.
咁喺英文入边佢会用一个叫做 continue， 佢继续咁样。
In English translation, it said continue to do that.
其实这个原文用的字同我们之前看到约翰福音十五章那里一样的。
It, in the original text, it is the same word that is used in John 15.
就是主耶稣说你们要常在我里面。
Jesus said abide in me.
意思就是经常留在里面。
It means to remain constantly.
你整个人都在主的真理里面。
Your whole being is in God's truth.
在真理的里面去生活。
To live in God's truth.
那就是说我们没有其他的秘诀的，没有说特别要发明一些新的方法来灵修等等。
That means there is no invention of new formula, no new way to do devotion.
就只有一样东西，就是要将福音的真理存在心里。
Only one thing is have the truth be in our heart, dwell in our heart.
譬如说我们要不断地去思考这个福音。
Perhaps is we have to continue to meditate on the gospel.
就不断地好像传福音给自己一样。
Is continuously preaching the gospel to ourselves.
而且我们传不是只是用口去讲。
Not only preach with our words,
而是不断地去思考一些福音的真理，怎样去影响我们的生活行为。
Is to meditate on the truth and have the truth affect the way we live.
怎样去影响我们平时，譬如同人讲话的态度。
How our attitude when we speak to others.
但是当你真的这样做的时候，
But when you really practice this way,
你很快发现你会受苦。
You will find out that you will be in suffering.
站稳真理做耶稣的门徒，一定会背十字架。
To stand firm in the truth, to carry the cross of Jesus, you will face suffering.
其实上一篇的讲道关于背十字架都有提到。
Actually, last time sermon talking about bearing the cross.
但是我们都知道很多基督徒有这样的挣扎。
We know that a lot of Christians have this struggle.
就是圣经成日都提受苦啦，逼迫等等。
The Bible often talk about persecution, suffering.
是不是真的跟我有关的？
Does it really relate to me?
或者我生活可能算都几舒服啊。
Or perhaps I'm living comfortably.
或者我教育背景都不错的。
I have a pretty good education.
我份工 OK 啦。
My job is fine.
身体没什么啦。
My health is okay.
家庭温暖都好好。
I have a good family.
咁我信耶稣又冇人特登攻击我。
I believe in Christ and there is no one specially attack me for this.
唔会好似喺一啲极权国家咁样。
It's not like I am in other countries that are being persecuted.
我就琴日先听到个新闻。
Yesterday I heard the news.
喺巴基斯坦人哋烧教堂。
In Pakistan, they burned down the church.
但是有些虔诚的基督徒，他到主日都在那里去敬拜。
But there are some devoted Christians continue to meet and worship in the same place.
那是不是这些受苦的事，我们在这里生活，不关我事呢？
So all this suffering is out there. We live here, so it's none of my business.
但保罗用一节嘅经文就打消咗我哋呢一个疑虑。
But Paul just using one verse to show us.
就系第十二节。
It's verse 12.
你话凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。
Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
如果你呢个星期或者你中意背经文，唔该你背呢一节啦。
If you like to memorize Bible verse, please memorize this verse this week.
保罗写呢个经文嘅时候，其实佢已经喺罗马第二次坐监。
When Paul wrote this letter, he was already in prison for the second time in Rome.
越来越接近他的殉道那一天。
He is closer and closer to the day he will be martyred.
那当保罗回顾他为主而活的这个经历。
And as he reflect of his journey in living for Christ.
他接受过很多的攻击啦监禁啦。
He received many imprisonments or attacks.
鞭打同埋仲有同工会背叛佢。
Betrayals of co-workers.
但佢嘅信心，佢信心都系咁稳固。
But yet his faith was strong and firm.
主俾佢嘅喜乐同盼望系冇消失到。
He did not lose the hope and the joy that is in Christ.
咁或者我哋睇到呢啲我哋翘埋双手。
Or maybe when we look at this picture, we just fold our hands.
哇，这个保罗冇得弹。
Wow, this Paul is great.
我哋一齐去为佢感谢神。
Let us all thank God for him.
真系我哋信心嘅英雄。
Oh, he is our hero of our faith.
但我哋心入边会话我唔系保罗咯。
But then my heart would say, I am not Paul.
我唔一定学似佢咁嘅。
I do not necessarily be like him.
但你继续睇我保罗系点样同提摩太讲。
But let us continue to see what Paul said to Timothy.
佢话提摩太佢已经服从咗保罗嘅教导、信心、爱心、忍耐。
Verse 10, Timothy already followed Paul's teaching, conduct, aim in life, faith, and patience.
唔特止仲喺第十一節，佢話佢已經跟隨咗保羅嘅逼迫同苦難。
And not only that, he also followed Paul's persecutions and sufferings.
即係話提摩太同保羅係一樣，都係為福音去受苦嘅。
So Paul and Timothy, they endured suffering for the gospel's sake.
所以先至有第十二節，所以保羅話凡係渴望為主而活。凡是想要过敬虔生活的人。
So that leads to verse 12. Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus
都是会这样，都要为义去受苦。
Will be persecuted, will face suffering for the truth.
但我们要看真一点，这里不是说所有人都会受逼迫。
We have to be careful. It didn't say that everybody will be persecuted.
而是你真的渴望忠心为主而活嘅时候
，If your desire is to live faithfully for the Lord，
咁你好快就会有好多挑战。
Then you will face many challenges。
其实就算系初信主嘅人都会感受到呢样嘢。
Even a new Christian will face this。
佢哋会谂到，譬如话有啲人会为求自保，会讲大话啦。
Or maybe some people because of self protection, they will lie.
咁为咗喺职场生存嘅时候，个老细叫你做乜嘢啦
？Or maybe during while they are in office, when the boss wants you to do something.
咁你愿唔愿意去企稳喺个真理入边咧
？Are you willing to stand firm in the truth?
咁又例如有啲人，我俾人闹，我俾人羞辱。
Or maybe other people got yelled at by other people.
咁我就想闹翻转头啦。
Now I just want to yell back.
但系基督教我哋要祝福我哋嘅仇敌。
But God calls us to bless our enemies.
为佢哋祷告啊，唔好咒诅。
To pray for them and not curse them.
咁你愿唔愿意企稳真理为主受苦咧
？Are you willing to stand firm in the truth and suffer for the Lord?
仲有好多，譬如我冇时间读经啊，我每日都太忙。
Or maybe I don't have time to read the Bible because I'm busy every day.
好想傳福音，但又怕俾人排斥。
I want to share the gospel, but I'm afraid I will be rejected.
所以呢啲全部都好真實，就係你做門徒咧，一定係有十字架需要孭嘅。
This is very realistic. If you want to be a disciple, you will have to bear the cross.
有時代價好細，好似有少少唔舒適咁樣。
Sometimes the cost is very simple, but we still feel uncomfortable.
有時代價好大，就好似 Charlie Kirk 弟兄咁樣殉道。
And sometimes the cost is great. It's just like brother Charlie Kirk who lost his life.
所以當你渴望過一個敬虔生活，就呢個世界一定會同你發生衝突。
If you decide to live a godly life, you will definitely collide with the world.
咁我哋點樣先至可以好好咁樣裝備自己咧
？Then how are we to better equip ourselves？
喺第十四節，保羅同提摩太講。
Verse 14, this is what Paul says to Timothy.
就係你要存喺心入邊。
Continue what you learn and keep it in your heart.
因為你知道呢樣嘢，你係同邊個學嘅。
Because you know from whom you have learned this.
你知道是跟誰？呢個跟誰咧？原文係。眾數來的。
In verse 14, when they say, knowing from whom you learned from, in the original text, whom is plural.
即是提摩太他不是只是跟保羅學。
That means Timothy did not just learn from Paul.
他由小，譬如他跟他媽媽學聖經，他都跟他的婆婆學聖經。
For example, since he was young, he learned the Bible from his mother and from his grandmother.
所以提摩太他由小到大，他跟很多人都学习过真理。
Therefore, Timothy learned the truth from many people, different people.
但是保罗不是叫我们去盲目跟从一个传统。
But Paul here does not call us to blindly follow a tradition.
而是他强调提摩太他接受过的真理呢，教他的人虽然很多。
Here it highlighted that even though Timothy learned the truth from different people,
但是他们全部都是来自圣经。
But all this teaching is from the Bible.
那神的启示就是这样，一代传一代，有父母，有传道人等等。
And this is how God revealed the truth from generations to generations. There are the parents and they are preachers.
咁喺历世历代嘅圣徒咁样将呢个真理保存落嚟。
And the saints preserve the truth this way.
咁我哋唔担心呢个真理会变咗，因为神嘅话系唔会变。
We will not need to be fearful that the truth be changed because God does not change.
咁你可以到下一章嘅 PowerPoint。
Then we can turn to the next slide, please.
就是我们会学习第三点，就是我怎样去用这一本圣经。
Then the third point is, how do we use the Bible?
那这个第十五节的时候，他说圣经会可以给你得到一个智慧。
It said the Bible, the sacred writings will give you wisdom.
就是这个因信基督而得到的得救的智慧。
And this wisdom is through believing in Jesus Christ, you will have the wisdom of salvation.
咁当但凡圣经提到智慧两个字咧，一定系实践出嚟嘅智慧。
Whenever the Bible talks about wisdom, it talks about applicable wisdom.
所以呢个得救嘅智慧唔系净系话我点样信主先得救。
This wisdom in salvation is not only meaning how you can be safe,
而且是你得救了之后你怎样过这个得救的生活。
It also includes after you are saved, how you can live out your life in salvation.
所以我们当我们用这本圣经的时候，
therefore when we use the Bible,
它可以洁净我们的思想，
it can cleanse our thinking，
可以去塑造我们的决定，
it can mold our decision，
就是经文讲它可以预备我们行各样的善事。
Just as the text said, prepare us, equip us for every good work。
咁咧，詩篇119篇第九節。
Psalm 119.
佢都講過呢句就係話。
Verse 9。
少年人用什麼潔淨他的行為呢
？How can a young man keep his way pure？
是要遵行你的話。
By guarding it according to your word。
佢少年人意思唔係淨係話啊，我哋好年輕咁解。
Here it said young man is not referring to our age that we are young。
而係屬靈上面係咪好年輕咧
？Is our spiritual life are we young？
譬如我28歲先至信耶穌啦。
For example, I came to receive Jesus Christ, believe in Jesus Christ at 28。
咁我到而家嚟講，可能我都有人生大部分嘅地方都係唔夠成熟。
But till this day。There are places in my life that I am not mature enough.
有28年嘅嘢需要神去改變。
I have 28 years of things that God have to change.
咁啊，28歲之後咧，都有好多罪需要去悔改。
And then after, since 28, I still have to repent from many sins.
所以其實我哋每個人都要去承認，我哋仲有好多嘢要去改變，要放低。
We have to admit that there are still a lot of things we have to change, and there are still a lot of things we have to lay down.
所以我哋要潔淨我哋嘅行為。
Therefore, we have to cleanse our actions.
好似每日都要用水去洗面咁。
Just like every day, we have to wash our face.
我哋嘅思想、我哋行為就每日用聖經嚟去潔淨。
And we cleanse our thoughts, our action daily with the word of God.
如果你唔去潔淨佢，你嘅嗰啲污穢去日積月累。
If you don't clean it, then the filth and the sin will accumulate.
但其實呢個潔淨唔係靠自己嘅，我哋知道。
But this cleansing does not depend on our own.
唔係靠一啲自己幫助自己嘅方法啦。
It's not a self-help way.
靠一啲意志力咁樣啦。
Or your will.
咁我哋要係去靠神，就係神所使用嘅呢個工具。
We have to depend on God and through the instrument that God used.
就係神嘅話語。
And that is God's word.
呢個就係點解保羅堅持咁樣講，佢話全部聖經都係神所默示嘅。
This is why Paul said all the scripture is breathed out by God.
唔係淨係話神講過嘅嘢咁簡單。
It's not just so simple as what God said。
而係當神嘅氣息出咗嚟之後，佢係有功用嘅。
Because God's breath has power。
當初喺創世紀第一章嘅時候，神講神佢用嘅話語創造呢個世界。
Genesis 1, God created the world through His word。
佢說有就有，命立就立。
He said, "Let there be," and there was.
就係用同一個氣息，佢就用聖經喺我哋新造嘅生命入邊。
It is the same breath in our newly created life.
佢將佢嘅生氣吹喺我哋嘅生命入邊。
He breathed out into our life.
所以我哋究竟睇下當我哋真係咁樣去接受呢本聖經嘅時候。
Now, when we accept the Bible this way.
佢有啲咩嘅益處同應用咧
？Then how is it beneficial to us? How can we apply it?
咁保羅就列舉咗四重嘅功用。
Then here Paul listed four ways that it's profitable to us.
就喺畫面上顯示就係教導、督責、歸正、教導人學義。
It said it's profitable for teaching, reproof, correction.And training in righteousness.
咁呢四樣嘢我擺咗出嚟，就係有啲係正面嘅，有啲反面嘅。
Some are positive and some are negative.
嗱，教訓就係聖經嘅教訓就係我哋所有學習嘅教義。
Teaching is all the doctrines that we are learning.
無論你喺主日學啦，或者其他嘅文章睇到啦。
Whether in Sunday school or you learn from other printings.
一定係由聖經而嚟。
Is definitely originated from the Bible.
咁繼續就係督責。
The second point is reproof.
督責就係話聖經唔只係將真理去正面咁講出嚟。
Reprove, meaning the Bible not only in a positive way tell you the truth.
它会指出你错误的地方。
It also tell you what is wrong with you.
它好像一块镜去看到你自己有什么思想是不对的。
It is like a mirror to help you look into it to see what's wrong with your thinking.
它有时还会好像一个火警的警钟那样。
And sometimes it is like alarm, a fire alarm.
它会刺穿你的良心，它给我们看到我们罪的影响。
To help us and pierce through our heart, to help us know the effect of sin in our lives.
那跟着就是使人归正。
And then is to correction.
归正就是我们真真实实每一天的行为里面。
Correction is our daily actions.
很多时候不是只是一种罪去影响我们。
Sometimes, very often, it's not just one sin affecting us.
是很多种罪去交织一起。
But actually, there are many sin that is entangling.
就是好像变成一种不敬虔生活的模式。
Then it become a model of living an ungodly life.
就是好像耶稣比喻里面他所讲的一种荆棘。
It is like the thorns that Jesus used in the parables.
这荆棘令到我们长不大，结不到果子。
And this parable stop us from growing and from bearing fruits.
圣经这种使人归正的功用，就是将我们这些荆棘去拨开它们。
The purpose of correction is to take away all these thorns.
将我们拉回去一条正路那里。
To bring us back to the right path.
又好似一个灯塔或者一个指挥塔咁样。
It's like a lighthouse or like the control tower in the airport.
就系只船或者飞机喺无论边度佢都可以睇到嘅。
No matter where the boat is or the plane is, they can be seen in the lighthouse or in the tower.
咁你每一日就知道边度有危险，边度要避开。
Then you will know where dangers are and how you flee from it.
咁第四最后就系教导人学义。
The last point is training in righteousness.
就系我哋点样这个教导人学义要等我哋真系非常熟悉圣经之后先会发生。
Training in righteousness, when will it happen? Until we really have a good handle of the Bible.
就系我哋会有一种不知不觉会一种敬虔的习惯。
Then we will have a godly habit.
它训练我们在每一种情况之下，我们知道怎样去行事为人。
To teach us how to act in every situation.
你越熟圣经呢，这个效果就越好。
The more you know the Bible, you will have a more better result.
所以耶稣在他钉十字架之前，他都有这样应许。
So before Jesus was nailed on the cross, he gave this promise.
他说信他的人会有圣灵。
For those who believe in him will have the Holy Spirit.
圣灵他有他会令我们想起他的一切的教导。
This Holy Spirit will remind us of all of Christ's teaching.
所以呢四样嘢就涵盖咗作为嘅基督徒佢嘅成长全部嘅范围。
So these four points actually incorporate how a Christian will grow.
佢俾我哋正确嘅思想啦，佢都去
give us the proper thinking.
去令我哋嘅错误去减少啦。
To decrease our error.
佢哋指引我哋应该系有点样嘅行为。
To lead us into the correct actions.
最后慢慢塑造我们去越来越似基督。
And lastly, to make us, mold us to be more and more Christ-like.
咁呢讲都有少少抽象，所以一句经文就是诗篇第十五章第四节。
Seems like this is a little bit abstract, but then when we look into Psalm chapter 1.
咁15.
Chapter 15.
咁呢句经文就帮我哋了解到呢四样嘢去点样运作。
And this verse will help us to understand how this is applicable.
呢句经文入边讲到有一个系敬虔嘅人，佢点样做咧
？This verse describes a godly person. What does he do?
佢话佢眼中藐视匪类。
Who despises a vile man?
佢尊重一啲敬畏耶和华嘅人。
But honors those who fear the Lord.
他起誓，就算吃亏 也不更改。
Who keeps his oath even when it hurts?
他起誓自己吃亏也不更改。
He keeps his oath even when it hurts.
就呢一句圣经，我哋就可以帮助我哋改变好多。
Just by this verse, it can help us to change a lot.
譬如教导啦，呢句说话证明咧，神系信实嘅，佢睇重你所做嘅任何嘅誓言。
Teaching, that means God look, see it is important of your the oath that you make.
督责就系话有啲人会有啲藉口。
Reprove, that means there are people who use excuses.
哦，我向神发誓嘅时候，我先至好好咁做啦。
Oh, only when I make an oath to God, then I would do well.
其他时候冇乜所谓。
Other time, it's okay.
但耶稣提醒我哋，是就说是，不是就说不是。
But Jesus remind us, let your yes be yes and no be no.
多讲一句咧，就系出于那恶者。
If you speak too much,Then it is from the evil one.
即係話我哋點樣都要謹慎。我哋如果做咗一啲承諾
，That means we have to keep our promises.
就算吃虧也不更改
，Even when it hurts.
咁跟住就係點樣歸正啦
？And then the second thing is how to correct.
因為做嘅時候真係唔容易。
It is not easy to apply.
咁我哋驚吃虧、驚蝕底嘅時候。
We are afraid that we'll lose out, we'll be taken advantage of.
咁可能我哋諗啊，因為係神教我，咁我咬緊牙關我都要做啊。
Oh, because God said so, then I would clutch my teeth and just go on.
咁呢個都係好事嚟，慢慢都係知道聖經教你啲乜嘢。
This is still good because slowly you come to understand the teaching of the Bible.
但我哋一定要去到第四步，就係佢教導人學義。
But we must go to the fourth place.Is training in righteousness.
咁但係我哋好熟聖經嘅時候
，When we know the Bible well，
我哋睇到耶穌嘅登山寶訓等等啦。
We see the beatitude。
我哋就知道其實我哋唔會真係吃虧。
Then we know that we will not lose out。
我哋喺人面前吃虧，但我哋守約。
We may, in man's eyes, we lose out. But then, in God's eyes, we are promise keeper.
咁我哋天父就会喺暗中真系去帮助我哋。
Our Heavenly Father knows and will help us.
咁我哋慢慢成为一个真正去乐于守约、守信嘅人。
And when we become a promise keeper joyfully,
就好似耶稣基督咁样。
Then we are Christ-like.
佢有咁嘅承諾，就係佢會去拯救我哋呢啲罪人。
His promise is to save sinners like us.
就算佢係要去釘十字架
，Even though he would be nailed on the cross，
要去舍命嘅時候
，To sacrifice his life，
佢都冇更改。
He did not change。
佢話天父嘅旨意，我求你就係要咁樣去實行。
He said, Lord, Father, according to your will,
不要做，不要行我的旨意。
But not my will.
但是他就在第三日復活了。
But he resurrected on the third day.
这个就是给到我们的一个盼望。
And this is the hope that is given to us.
就是当我们去遵行神的旨意的时候，
When we follow God's will,
我们的最后就是不会被神撇弃了。
At the end, God will not forsake us.
所以我哋聽到一對咁簡單嘅經文嘅時候
，When we hear a very simple text,
我哋就要做一個聽到又行到嘅人。
We have to be the listener of the truth, but also be the but also lived out the truth, be the doer of the truth.
當我哋覺得順服神好難嘅時候
，When we find it difficult.To obey God,
我哋就需要去祷告。
Then we need to pray.
所以点解我要举呢个咁嘅例子呢
？Why do I have to give you this example?
因为我系一定会尽我嘅责任，成日提醒大家。
Because it is my responsibility to remind all of you.
你要成日读经啊，你要成日祷告。
You have to read the Bible and pray often.
我谂牧师都系一样。
I'm sure pastors the same way.
唔好觉得我哋好烦。
Don't think that we are very bothersome.
呢段成篇嘅讲道就系话俾我听，呢个圣经 係有咁嘅用處。
The whole text today, the whole text is to tell us the benefit of the Bible.
你咁樣晝夜思想神嘅律法嘅時候
，When you meditate on God's law day and night，
你就真係好似一棵樹種喺活水嘅旁邊。
Then you are like a tree planted by the stream。
你嘅樹葉都唔會枯乾。
Your leaves will not wither。
咁最終嘅目標係乜嘢咧
？So what is the final purpose？
咁保羅喺十七節嗰度話俾我哋聽。
Verse 17, Paul tell us，
叫屬神的人得以完全，預備行各樣善事。
That the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work。
屬神嘅人呢、這個通常係指到一啲教會嘅領袖啦，或者提摩太本身啦。
The man of God refers to the leaders of the church or Timothy.
但係亦都適用於每一位信徒。
But it's also applicable to each and every believer.
因為我哋會睇到呢啲屬神嘅人喺我哋身邊。
We can see these people who belongs to God surrounding us.
我哋睇到呢啲保羅，睇到呢啲提摩太嘅時候，我哋諗，我哋都要成為咁嘅人。
When we see witness what's in Timothy's life, we said we want to be like that.
所以我哋求主嘅就係當日咁樣裝備保羅、裝備提摩太嘅聖靈。
Just as the Holy Spirit equipped Paul and Timothy，
我哋求聖靈都係一樣喺我哋生命入邊做咁嘅工作。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will equip us just the same。
咁啊，結論嘅時候就係唔好唔記得呢三個要點，就係知末世。站真理同埋要用聖經。
In conclusion, please remember these three points. Understand the end times. Stand firm in the truth and use the Bible.
我哋知道呢個係末世，唔係因為佢寫咗喺個日曆嗰度。
We know this is the last day, not because it is on the calendar.
而係神佢係有主權嘅，佢掌握咗呢個世界嘅時間表。
But God, who is a sovereign God, He is in control of the timetable of this world.
所以佢用佢嘅话语提醒我哋，末世有好多呢啲恶人。
So through His word, He reminds us there are evil out there.
亦都好艰难嘅日子会出现。
And difficult times are coming.
而呢啲恶人好似好兴旺嘅时候，我哋就被提醒。要堅守真理。
And it seems like these evil people are thriving. It reminds us to hold fast the truth.
咁呢啲我哋喺基督入边嘅生活方式就系咁样。
And this is the way of living in Christ.
我哋要成日读我哋本圣经。
We have to continually, constantly read the Bible.
咁当你下一次你拎住呢本一本圣经嘅时候
，Next time when you have a Bible in your hand，
你唔好谂住我拎住本圣经。
Don't think that, oh, now I'm holding a Bible.
我隻手托住本聖經。
The Bible is on my palm.
而係呢個聖經入邊嘅真理，佢托住我哋。
But actually, it is the truth in the Bible that is holding us up.
係寫出聖經嘅呢一位聖靈。
It is the Holy Spirit who wrote the Bible.
佢去帶住我哋，佢去引導我哋。
He leads us, He guides us.
令到我哋喺世上经历好多逼迫同埋苦难嘅时候。
Even when we face persecution and sufferings in this world.
我哋都可以去过一个敬虔嘅生活。
We can still live a godly life.
直到去嗰一日我哋亲眼睇到我哋嘅主。
Until we meet the Lord face to face.
我哋一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我亲爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father，
我哋感谢你喺末世仍然赐俾我哋咁嘅真理。
We thank you even in the last day you give us this truth。
我哋知道我哋经常会有好多私欲喺我哋身上。
We know we are lustful。
令我哋眼睛去蒙蔽咗。
Which blinds our eyes。
唔去睇你嘅真理。
We do not see your truth。
去享受我哋人生。
We just enjoy our life。
所以我哋求你嘅圣灵喺我哋心入边。
We pray that the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
去动工令我哋去爱你嘅话语。
To work in us that we will love your word.
求你用各种嘅方法。
Please use every way.
令我哋去听到你嘅话语。
Every way possible for us to hear your word.
无论系听到或者读经。
whether it's listening to the preaching or reading on the Bible on our own.
無論是小組裡面分享或者父母教導他的子女,
or the sharing in cell group or the parents instructing their children.
我們都明白唯獨這本聖經給我們智慧,
that we will for sure know, surely know that wisdom comes from the Bible.
令到我們在人生裡面我們雖然有苦難,
that even we face suffering in life,
雖然我們在人面前可能會吃虧,
even though we may be taken advantage of,
但我們不怕這些苦難,不怕這些吃虧,
but we are not afraid of this suffering. We are not afraid of being taken advantage of.
因為天父你是會報答這些敬畏你的人,
because God, you will reward those who honor you.
願主幫助我們,
Lord, please help us.
奉主耶穌基督名求,
in Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.